War Eagle, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of The Jungle Show. Thank y'all for joining us on this audio edition, this podcast-only edition of The Jungle Show. This episode, normally we do episodes on YouTube, but this one won't go out on YouTube. This one was just for the podcast listeners only because I've come from a dentist appointment today and just look kind of bad. And, you know, we just won't put this one up on YouTube, but we wanted to make sure we got out of the show so we could talk about what's going on with this Auburn basketball team, the Kentucky game this past Saturday, and more. But first, before we get started, I wanted to remind everybody that I do have written work of my own, written work on a few buddies of mine. We have a podcast up on the Tony Curry Radio Network in Birmingham. If you live up in the Birmingham area, you can catch us there weekdays at 9 a.m. Or you can find us on our website at studentsofthegame.net. You can subscribe there and get all of our written work. You got Nathan Glidewell covering the Alabama Crimson Tide, if you're into them. You got Alex Bauman covering the UAB Blazers and other sports, professional sports as well. And then I will be covering the Auburn Tigers and, you know, professional sports as well. But we just get on there. We do extra podcasts on the website. We're going to start doing YouTube videos as well here very soon on our Students of the Game profile platform. So just go check that out there at studentsofthegame.net, or just find us on the Tony Curry Radio Network weekdays at 9 a.m. called Students of the Game. But to get into some Auburn basketball, we're back here on the Jungle Show once again to talk more Auburn basketball. And to do so, I brought in my dad and co-host again. Dad, it is good to be back. It's good to talk Auburn basketball, just like it is always, especially with you. But this one is going to hurt a lot, not just because of the outcome of the game on Saturday, but what we've got to talk about is some serious matter about this basketball team.
Yeah, that we were talking earlier, and I was trying to come up with a game in the Bruce Pearl era that I actually turned off an Auburn basketball game before the end. This past weekend, I switched from watching that game to watch the Carolina game against Virginia. I'm a Carolina fan as well. And the only game I can come close to was when they played in the NCAA tournament against Clemson. And Clemson absolutely ran Jared Harper and Bryce Brown out of the building.
Yeah, SEC champion.
And just made us look horrible. And I turned that game off and went, oh, no. The next year we went to the Final Four. But this game, we were in it. And I thought we had a good chance playing well. Offensive rebounding, the lights out, Jalen Williams with a follow-up dunk to put us up one with about 5 minutes left, and then the wheels came off.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And when we were talking earlier, just like you said, about the relating this loss to what we can remember, at least of the Bruce Pearl era, you can relate this loss to any loss of the Tony Barbee era. But
any game of the Tony Barbee era.
No, for sure. But with the Bruce Pearl era, I think you nailed it right on the head. I've never been as like drained watching a game as I was with this Kentucky game since that Clemson game, and that may be about it. And the other one is the Kentucky game of the year we went to the Final Four that basically started that run at the end of February going into March, just like this one could have. But we've got some serious matter other to talk about than just this game. But let's first talk about this game as well as we possibly can, because this is obviously a tough one. So Auburn loses 86-54.
And it was in Lexington. Not that close.
It should not have been that close. Was once down 40 in this game.
We went on an 8-0 run to finish the game, or else it wasn't that close.
Yeah, Auburn shot 34% from the field. Kentucky shot 56% from the field. Auburn shot 33% from three. Kentucky shot 62%. Auburn shot 64% from the free throw line. Kentucky shot 93%. Hmm. The game, outside of the shooting, I mean, Kentucky was absolutely on fire. Antonio Reeves made four threes. He was outstanding. Jacob Toppin was really good, even though he fouled out. He had 13 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists. Oscar Tshiebwe looked like the player of the year that we all expected him to look like. He had 22 points and 17 rebounds. What's his name? Carson Wallace, the 6'4 freshman point guard, had 19 points. He shot 50% from the field, also had 9 assists. So Kentucky just down the board was outstanding in this game. Did not get a lot from the bench, only got 5 bench points, but their starters were absolutely incredible.
Well, and it's what Bruce was talking about in the pregame. Bruce said in the pregame, I was listening to that, and he said, our thing is Kentucky doesn't play but 5 guys. So we're going to try to press them a little bit in the first half. We're going to try to run them a little bit, and we're going to see if we can tire them out so that with 4 or 5 minutes left in each half, we can have the advantage.
Yeah.
And I thought, because with 5 minutes left, Jalen Williams got a follow-up dunk to put us up 1. And I thought, if Bruce Pearl, what he said before the game, if that comes true, this is going to be great. And we ended up going to the half down 11.
Yeah.
Because they just couldn't miss from 3-point range. And a lot of the things that Auburn struggles with, they exposed.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about we talked about the tale of 2 different games and weeks that Auburn's have had in the past, the tale of 2 different halves of basketball that they have put together in games. This one felt like a 15-minute and then 25-minute. The first 15 minutes of this game, Auburn was as competitive. They looked strong. They were making shots. We were going on the inside to Jani Broome, who was playing great. They were rebounding the ball. They weren't turning the ball over. They looked good enough to where that they're going to put themselves in a position to win this game. And then that little run by Kentucky in the last 5 minutes kept going after halftime, because they went into the half up 11, just like you said. And it just, the wheels came off of this Auburn team, and it just, everything got worse, and everything that Kentucky could have exposed, they did.
It looked like it seemed like it was so difficult to score the basketball, to do anything on offense. And you mentioned earlier today that we kept running pick and roll, and we don't have the pick and roll team that we did last year. Walker Kessler's not there. Jani Broome is not a pick and roll center.
No.
Jani's more of a back to the basket center. But you're right. We came out early. Jani was playing well, scored the first 7, I think, hit a 3. Mm-hmm. Jalen was playing great.
He was.
Again, it's 2 straight games that he's had a really good, strong first half. And really nobody else played worth a flip the rest for any of the game. I can't find somebody I tried to look for bright spots. Bright spots are Jani and Jalen played really well.
Yeah.
The first half. And then
in that first 15 minutes.
The first 15. And then nothing else worked. I think Dylan played pretty well coming off the bench. He had 2 points, but he had 5 boards. He called in for a couple of ticky-tack fouls, but I cannot find another guy that I would go, he had a good game.
Yeah, so it's hard. It's hard to talk about it. It's hard to look at the stats on the individual side. If you're an Auburn fan, it's very easy to, if you're a Kentucky fan, by the way. Yeah. But looking at some of the team comparisons here, Kentucky out-rebounded Auburn by 18.
That's unbelievable.
That's so bad that you're going to lose every single game you play. Mm-hmm. Auburn actually had more bench points than Kentucky. Just like I mentioned, Kentucky only got 5 bench points, but it didn't matter since not a starter played under 33 minutes.
Yep, that's Kentucky basketball.
So, and that's just how they played this year.
Yep.
But Kentucky had 14 more points in the paint, had 10 more fast break points, 10 more fast break points, and had 12 more assists. The 4 to 16, they had four more times the assists that Auburn did.
Let's talk about that. I don't know that I've ever seen a team only have 4 assists. You have to work to get only 4 assists. Like,
yeah,
a pass to the inside for a shot, he makes it. That's an assist. We had Wendell Green had 2. Good job, Wendell. Janai had 1, and KD had 1.
That's it.
That's it. That shows you that when it got bad, it looked like they just decided, and I know they don't decide this, but it looked like we didn't trust each other. I think Bruce Pearl even mentioned that we didn't trust each other. We didn't trust where our teammates were going to be. And he's right. You get 4 assists in a game. That's just, I don't know what to say. Wendell struggled, but Wendell played against what Wendell struggles against. The freshman point guard for Kentucky, Carson 6'4". Yeah. He's long. He's as athletic, if not more. He's a first-round pick in the NBA, probably a lottery pick. And he just did anything he wanted, and Wendell couldn't get by him.
Yeah.
A lot of times if Wendell goes against a bigger guard, maybe he's a little step slower. Well, Wallace is not a step slower. He may be a step quicker.
Yeah.
And Wendell couldn't get by him. And like you said, we kept running pick and roll. And last year when we ran pick and roll, not only did we have Walker, but he's going against what's his name for the point guard that was on the bench?
Sevier Wheeler.
Sevier Wheeler, who's what? Maybe Wendell's height.
Yeah.
And Wendell tortured him with that pick and roll. He did not play well. He only had 2 turnovers, but he just didn't. He was 3 of 12. He couldn't get the ball up on the rim like he can sometimes. But I can't lay it all on Wendell's feet. He's getting no help in the backcourt. None. 0. Zepp went 0 of 2 and didn't touch the stat sheet besides that.
Yeah.
KD had 7 points. Hit a couple threes in the second half. Or hit 1 3 in the second half, I guess. Other than that, Trey had 3 points. Chris Moore had 1. Lior didn't have a point, missed 3 shots. I mean,
your guard projection just is bad.
It's bad. The only guard we've got right now is Wynn.
And if he goes 3 of 12.
And he goes 3 of 12 and scores 9 points, you lose. Whether you're in Rupp Arena or you're in the NCAA tournament at a
random place,
random site.
Yeah.
We need help in that guard position.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. So we were talking earlier. Off-season discussions, or we're going to leave them for off-season discussions. We're here to currently talk about this Auburn team. We were talking earlier, to your point, about we're going to need guard help. We need more guards. We need shooters. We need scorers at that guard position outside of just Wynn. Aiden Holloway's coming in 2 years. Pettiford and Filon are coming in. You've got to go get shooters from the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get those guys. You've got to tell them, hey, you can come in, you can start at the 2 for Auburn, play alongside whoever you want. But yeah. Let's go. You've got to come. So, but we're going to leave that for the offseason. Right now, we need to talk about how and if Auburn can get into the NCAA tournament, because as of today, they are currently on the bubble. We have not seen them.
9 or 10 seed. Yeah,
we have not seen them be on the bubble yet this year. Mm-hmm. But after this massive loss to Kentucky, again, if you would have lost to Kentucky by 2 or 3 on maybe a controversial call like we've seen in the past, but you didn't. You lost by 32, and you were down by 40 at one point. So that hurt all those metrics that I was helping.
Yeah, but I was listening to Justin
Ferguson.
Ferguson, yeah. Sorry. And he said that in the net, we dropped 3 points, three spots, which is not as bad as you would think, considering that the 4-point win over Ole Miss, we dropped three spots.
Yeah.
So right now they're probably in, and I know people are going to go, he's crazy. They're not in. I think they're in right now. However, you lose the next two games,
you're not in.
It's going to take a miracle to beat Alabama right now. Can they do it? Yes, they can. At Alabama is going to be that's going to be a really tough game. It's their last game. They can wrap up the SEC because A&M got beat the other day.
That's right, yeah.
So they can wrap up the SEC, and I just don't know how you win that game. So it comes down to Tennessee in Neville for senior day, for the last game of the year, last home game of the year. And hopefully you got a good crowd and you make some buckets. And I think we can beat Tennessee.
I think you can. I think you do. But it's not like there's also going to be people that are like, okay, now you need to win one game in the SEC tournament. Right now, if that happens, and if the projected teams are projected to win, you end up as a 7 seed in the NCAA tournament. You would play the 10 seed, which would probably be someone like Mississippi State.
Okay.
Or Arkansas.
Who's hot, also hot as
firecracker. Those are good basketball teams. You may need to win one of those. Then you would play the 2 seed, which would be Texas A&M, who swept you. So it is all going to come down to matchups, and can Auburn bounce back from something like this? We've seen them bounce back from games where they lost by 3, where they lost by 4, which has been all season long. Yeah. Auburn has not had a loss like this. Has not had a loss like this since a loss exactly like this.
Since they went up there
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Or three years ago.
Yes.
So it's just going to depend on what they do moving forward. Again, like you said, that Alabama game, that's going to take a miracle to win. I think that Alabama team is very, very good. Even though I don't think they're playing their best basketball right now, I still think that's Alabama's game to lose. And
so
Alabama's SEC championship
there for a second. Listening to Jimmy Dykes call that Alabama game against Arkansas. Arkansas played that game really well, was up 9.5. About midway through the second half, Alabama kind of took control. But Dykes called it third grade defense, what they were doing. And he's right. What they did is they put one of their guards face guarding 24. And just everywhere he went, never helped off of him. Just followed him face to face the whole time. I think that frustrates him. I think we could do that with Allen, and maybe make a dent in it and see what happens. See if somebody can get hot from outside. You got to stop them from hitting threes, but unlike in Auburn, you also got to not let them just go to the rim uncontested and dunk the basketball.
That's right. Yeah.
So, yes, run them off the 3-point line, but make them make 15-foot shots with a hand in their face. So, I don't think you win that game. I think you win Tennessee, and I think if you beat Tennessee, you're firmly in the tournament.
Okay.
I guess you could go in the SEC tournament and lose by 35 and have some bad blood there, but I don't think that the bubble is as strong this year. Because there's a bunch of ACC teams that are on the bubble that Carolina's playing well. But I don't know that the ACC is going to get a lot of love.
Yeah.
So maybe you slip in. I think if you beat Tennessee, you're in. That's another quad one win. We don't have any bad quad four losses. All of our losses are, they're not terrible losses. The Kentucky one was a blowout, but whether you get beat by 3 or 33, it's a loss to Kentucky.
It's a loss, yeah.
So you play Alabama respectable. I don't like being the let's just get it close in a rivalry game. I know that there's no moral victories in a rivalry game. But you play Alabama close, respectable, and then you find a way to beat Tennessee and Neville. I think you kind of figure out a way to get in. We'll see.
I think that that's a very high chance and high opportunity, but it's just going to come down to what Auburn does this week. This is the biggest week of the college basketball season to refine teams' tournament resumes and to get ready for conference tournament play. That will start the following week.
Conferences start this week. Uh-huh. That's fun. I like to watch those too.
Yeah. We will be back after the Alabama game to discuss that and preview the Tennessee game. And then we're really excited for our coverage of the tournaments, of the SEC tournament, and if Auburn gets into March Madness. We're really excited for our coverage there. We'll be letting y'all know what that's going to be soon. Hopefully we'll be able to do some fun stuff, maybe do some bracket stuff. And just in general, just even if Auburn's not included, but have a little fun with the best sports event of the year.
March Madness.
No doubt.
It's the best sporting event all year, and there's not even a close second.
That's right.
Sorry.
But we'll be back after the Alabama game. Thank you all for listening. If you want to find either of us on Twitter, just go to @GrayOldenburg or @WarEagleHoops.
Not Gray Oldenburg L.
No.
Yeah, we'll fix that.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll be back then. See y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
War Eagle.